You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Our meditation passage for today is from Exodus chapter 18, verses 13 to 27. Jethro said to Moses, "What you are doing is not good. Listen now to my voice, and I will give you counsel, and God be with you." So Moses gave heed to the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he said. We probably wonder why God, who gave Moses such detailed verbal instructions about things like the preparations for the Passover, the gathering of manna, and even later in the book, the construction of the tabernacle and the keeping of the law, but never instructed Moses on how he was to perform his role as judge in Israel. Instead, he allowed Moses to struggle with very heavy workload for a while. We don't know why, but one thing is for sure. God sends Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, to be like an organizational consultant. And as such, Jethro observes Moses' judicial administrative methods and then gives sage advice on delegation. It was his recommendation that Moses select judges to help govern the people. Moses would teach the judges, and the judges would hear and rule on petty disputes. The outcome was a much more effective and efficient way of serving the people. In doing so, God is preparing his people to run as an organized community before they would enter the promised land. You see, the Lord sends men who can help us rule and govern his people. He gives governors to his people so that they can keep his law and be a people. God continues to do so even today. He gives us men who can help us be one body, that is, one in the Holy Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 12, Paul says, "And his gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ." But in a very special way, in order for us as his people to live in a way that is pleasing to him, God gives us his Holy Spirit. Through His Spirit, we now have the capacity to keep His law. The Spirit will teach us how to live as God's people. In John chapter 14, verse 26, Jesus says, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things." Today, let us remember that God continues to guide us, counsel us. He gives us our church leaders, the pastors and the priests. And most especially, God gives us His Holy Spirit, the Counselor. Let us thank God for giving them to us, to help us, and to teach us the way we should live.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.